What a crazy world we live in. The whole world shut down in March. Literally. Everywhere. Everything shut down. You were told to batten down the hatches. You were told to stay at home. You were told to be 6 feet away from people. Stranger danger was in. It was exactly what your mother taught you when you were a kid. Be careful of strangers. If there's a stranger, there's a secret code word. Do you remember that? Parents will tell you that all the time. Don't talk to strangers. And if you do, scream, mommy, scream this. Kick the stranger. Well, what was the stranger danger word of 2020? It was COVID-19, coronavirus. And everybody ran. The boogeyman was here. We were all going to get sick. We were all going to die. Then there were conspiracy theories left and right. Is it because they want a vaccine? They want to control the world? They want to microchip you? There were so many different things. But the bottom line is, human connection is missing. And it's been missing all year long. Look at your life right now. Look at yourself. Do you like where you're at socially right now? Or are you just a sheep bending over and allowing the mask population control master, the puppet masters, control when you're going to be able to go and have a social life again? Granted, you know, you can go, you can date on Zoom, and you can go all these ridiculous little apps and websites, but the bottom line is human interaction is missing. It's been missing all year long. It's time to bring it back. Do you want to be a leader? Do you want to be somebody that says, screw it? Do you want to be the person, the guy or the woman who decides that this is going to be the time that I'm actually going to go and I'm actually going to go flirt? I'm actually going to go and I'm going to make my move. Because you're going to be one of the only few people doing it. You have no competition. Just the other day, I was in the store and I looked at this woman. I said, you know, that mask brings out the color in your eyes. And she started laughing. She took the mask off and we talked for 25 minutes. She was craving conversation. Craving it. That could be you. That could be you. Literally opening somebody up for the first time since March. It's like Christmas time. Opening them up, feeling their energy, allowing them to come out, allowing them to blossom again, allowing them to feel like a human and not stare at the screen. That can be you. But it's time that you made that decision. There's a revolution coming. The revolution is going to be fuck social distancing. Hello, social contact. And you're going to have to make that decision. It's not going to come naturally. Because if you're naturally shy, you've had 9 months, almost 9 months off now from social interaction. So you're not just going to be able to snap your fingers and get back at it, because technically you already perfected social distancing before it became chic. So now you're going to have to go and you're going to have to go and apply yourself again. But if you're applying yourself every single day and you're one of the only ones doing it, you're going to be met with what? Open arms. They're going to be masked free. They're going to take their mask, they're going to embrace it, and they're going to look at you and say, a real live person is talking to me right now. There's attraction that built in me for the first time in a long time. I'm tired of Instagram. I'm tired of Facebook. I'm tired of trying to date online. Thank you, stranger, for going and talking to me right now. So now's the time to invest in yourself. I'm back. I moved to a state where we actually can work one-on-one. I got out of communist California where they closed down half the businesses. The gyms are still not open. And the fact of the matter is that people give you a dirty look if you're not wearing a mask on the street. Yeah, that's right, on the street, breathing in fresh air. Coronavirus is just going to go fly through the fucking air and it's going to attack you on the street. Today, when I was driving around, I actually saw somebody in a mask by themselves in their car. Well, what was happening? Do you want and do you desire social interaction? If you do, raise your hand right now and say, I do. Raise your hand right now and say, I do. I crave social interaction. I want it. I need it. I have to have it. I have not coached that much this year at all. I miss you and I miss your energy. I miss coaching and I miss changing lives. So if you want your life to be changed, you need to stop listening to this audio right now. It's a good one too, right? And you need to look through the coaching programs that are on the email. And you need to contact me so we can have an interview and see if you're ready to demask yourself, unmask yourself, and be free again and live. I'll see you on the unmask side.